Effective Principles, Positive Principles at Work. Authors, James O'Hanlon and Donald Clifton. Does it make a difference who the principal of your child's school is? A survey made by the Gallup National Principalship indicated that only 5% of those polled had a negative opinion of the principal. It also indicated that 85% believed that the principal was either extremely important or very important to their school. The questions that intrigue us, however, are, is leadership the critical element in the level of success a school achieves? Are schools led by outstanding principals identifiably different from schools in general? Studies indicate that schools in which effective principals work are indeed special. What is the effective principal's effect on academic growth? 2 years after one school got a new effective principal, scores in reading and math were up by as much as 20%. Disciplinary problems had decreased, and parent and community involvement in the school increased. This indicates that effective principals support high student achievement. This happens because they set high expectations for the work of the students and faculty. They get students and faculty to buy into these expectations and embrace them themselves. They also establish an environment that enables all the focus on academic work. They focus the resources of the school on academic performance. They encourage and challenge, and they recognize and salute progress. How do principals handle their workload? The effective principal works a 60-hour week and more. With such long days and work weeks, it is a challenge for the principal to keep a balance between professional and personal life and to get needed time away from the job. There is no real support system for the principal in the school. He's on his own. That's why he has to do something for himself, once in a while, or there would be a real threat of burnout on the job. It is essential to have some time during the week that the principal sets aside for other activities. Different strategies are adopted to accomplish this. Some use exercise programs as a stress reliever. Some set time to relax and laugh. And some connect with other principals with whom they share thoughts. What's the effective principal like as a person? Optimism is present in large doses. One of the most important qualities of effective principals is that they know they can make a difference. They see problems as opportunities. They provide ways to help bring out the best in people. Their mind is set that there is always a better way to do things. That's why such principals can be identified by their optimistic approach to their work. Competitive juices run strong. Effective principals are competitive. They view competition as opportunity for people to become their best. They want their school to be the best in their district, the state, and the nation. Reflecting is a habit. Effective principals are reflective. Despite their hectic schedules, they find time to reflect on what they're doing. The reflection involves a review of what has happened and rehearsal for what may happen. Cheerleading is a strong habit. Effective principals are cheerleaders. They set the tone for the school by attending to and encouraging positive actions and behaviors. Effective principals do not let negative thinking and people drag them down, which is a big challenge they meet. Another part of being a cheerleader is bringing a sense of humor to work. Sharing a laugh helps every situation, and finding humor in difficult situations often makes them more manageable. What guides the work of the principal? What guides the work of the effective principal is vision. They are clear about the mission of their schools. Schools exist for students, so all decisions and actions must be made with the welfare of the students in mind. Being totally clear about the school's mission enables all resources to be focused on promoting it. Keeping the school focused on the vision is an important asset of the effective principal. How do effective principals help staff to succeed? The effective principal has a strong commitment to the teachers and other staff of his school. He believes that the most important thing he does is to hire the right people. A good teacher is someone who is open, honest, hardworking, and energetic. Someone who shares the principal's commitment to students and has the passion to help students grow. He must be enthusiastic, smart, courageous, and ready to learn and accept change. A teacher who believes he can bring something to the school that'll make it a better school. Teaching done right is a brutally hard job. It takes great people to do it right. Once you have these teachers on board, you need to help them build capacity and empower them. In some ways, teachers and other staff are the principal's students. He must build a strong relationship with them and continue to provide support and training on an ongoing basis. But how do effective principals work with teachers to help them improve? Before they can hear anything you say, you have to prove that you understand their situation, what they're doing, and how they make decisions. The first part is just being beside them and understanding their frustration, their love, and passion. You know you accomplish that when they start sharing things that are hard and that they're afraid of. And then you become their partner. You cannot go in with a template of what a good teacher looks like and then measure them against the template. Every teacher is a unique human. Principals need to be direct and transparent. So if they saw something that could make a difference quickly, they just have to say that out loud and watch carefully after they say how it impacts the person. How do effective principals deal with adversity? How do effective principals bounce back from disappointment? Adversity, despite its negative nature, provides another teaching opportunity for the principal. It is important that those in school see the principal handling disheartening situations in a positive way. One antidote of adversity is to visit classes. Seeing and getting involved in the wonderful things that teachers and students do together is always a good pick-me-up. Some use exercise as a way to deal with a tough day. Going to the gym and completing some physical activity provides a fresh start. Others find a way to take a short break, turn out the lights, turn on the light on the disc, and get some devotional book. Of course, facing difficult situations is much easier when the principal has a healthy part of his life outside school. The optimistic orientation of the effective principal helps too. He bounces back more easily because he is certain that things may look dark today, but tomorrow will be better. Good humor is always an asset in dealing with serious issues that are faced. One effective principal once said, "I tell everybody who is considering going into administration, don't go into if you're not planning on getting beat up, because you will get beat up over and over." When encountering adversity, they stay in character, remain optimistic, and remember their responsibility to model positive behavior for all in the school. Finally, effective principals are a special breed of people. They find their success in the success of those with whom they work and continue to believe in them no matter how rough the journey is. They derive personal fulfillment from what they view as meaningful work that makes the world a better place. We all owe them a great depth of gratitude for the leadership they provide. Principalship truly is a noble profession.